Praise God for the testimony of new life in Christ Jesus. Praise God for his power to change a life. Praise the Lord. You know, earlier today in our 1 o'clock service at the end, I take time just to talk to people, answer a few questions, and have some conversation. And this dear lady walks up to me and shares about how she was a part of the Muslim faith for about 10 years of her life. She said, she goes, I've traveled all over too, just studying, and I've just traveled to the Middle East, and it was everything to me. And I traveled to make it all work. She goes, but I've been here for 2 years, and it's been an incredible 2 years of my life. And she goes, but she said, I just need to understand something. What is this feeling that I get that I can't contain? She said. She goes, this morning when we were asked to put up a shout, when Pastor Carter asked to put up a shout, she goes, I didn't want to embarrass myself or embarrass anybody, but I was ready to just run down the aisle and shout from right here, she said. And she asked me, she said, what is that? She said, what is that feeling that I can't contain that gets me so excited? I said, it's the Spirit of God. I said, listen, it's this simple. It's the Spirit of God that desires to dwell inside of you, and you don't have to search all over the world for it. The impact of his power. That's my message for you in just a few minutes. The impact of his power. You want to feel the impact of God's power? You just have to surrender your life to the one and only true God that desires to come and just invade your soul. It's that blood that never loses its power, what I told you earlier. That power that no logic, no reasoning can explain what it really feels like. It's just your faith believing that Jesus Christ came down on this earth 2,000 years ago and died on a cross, this old rugged cross, two pieces of wood nailed together. He carried a part of it all the way up to the place where they nailed him to it. He dies and he takes our place. And when his blood was poured out on that cross, in that moment, our salvation took place. You and I should have died for everything we've done wrong, for the mess that we've made, for the issues that we've created in life that are dark and disgusting, for every flaw. That was our punishment, because you and I have made decisions in life to go opposite of the way that God wants us to go. And instead of punishing us, God gives us his son to take our place and die for us. Because of his amazing, amazing grace that he extends to us and this incredible love that he extends to us. He just wants us to just reach out and just touch him, just receive him. There's this incredible story in God's word about a woman that had an issue of blood for many years. She had a disease, a sickness, and that really represents our sin sickness and the mess that we've made of things. And scripture tells us in this story that she had spent all her money trying to figure out how she could fix her mess, how she could fix the problem. And the Bible tells us that the more she spent, the worse she got. Our efforts to fix things and make things right in life only makes it worse. Our efforts and the pursuit of happiness, our careers, our jobs, our relationships, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, husbands, wives, all of these things never bring us to a place of complete satisfaction and wholeness to our soul. And we attempt to reach out for these things, hoping that they would have some sense of power to finally settle me down. And it never works. The impact of man's options always leave us in a worse state, in a worse position. And so this woman had spent her money. She had nothing left. She was getting worse. which means in all that she attempted to do in her own strength, reaching out for help from others, she had been disappointed. And I noticed some folks in here, in the efforts to enjoy life or some sense of satisfaction that you want to get from others, there's still this emptiness. There's still this sin sickness. There's still this empty spot in our soul that cannot be touched by the ones closest to you. Only God can touch that. Only God has the power to impact your life in such a way that you go from darkness to light, completely transformed out of this issue, and all of a sudden healed. And she found out, this woman in the Bible, she finds out that Jesus can heal. She finds out that he's passing by. And when she shows up, at this point, I imagine her struggling to even just make it down the street because of the sickness in her body. And there's a crowd all around Jesus. But at this point, she comes to the realization that the only person she can put her faith in now is Jesus Christ. And so she begins to press through the crowd. I can imagine the difficulty in her weak state, unable to just fight through, but her faith pushed her through this crowd. A crowd of rejection, the crowd of humiliation. She's just fighting to get through. I imagine her stumbling, her legs weak, but she gets back up because I got nothing else now. And all I can do now, if I could just touch just a part of his clothing, scripture calls it the hem of his garment. If I could just touch that, just maybe my life will be forever changed. And she reaches and pushes through the crowd. She's reaching out and scripture tells us she touches the hem of his garment. I imagine her falling down as people are stepping on her and pushing her. And nobody cares about her. Nobody helps. And she reaches and touches the hem of his garment. And though there's this huge crowd that's all pushing on Jesus and trying to get close, Jesus stops and he says, "Who touched me?" Listen to me. Listen to me, those that don't know this story. He stops and says, "Who touched me?" And then his disciples, there was these wonderful men that followed his teaching and they hung out with him quite often. And they were in that crowd and they stopped Jesus and they said, "Well, hold on. There's a lot of people touching you right now. And matter of fact, this just looks totally out of control. And I'm not sure why you would ask that question because a lot of people are reaching. But see, not everyone reaches and attempts to touch Jesus in faith. Some people come into church because they're just curious or interested in just being able to soothe their emotions just on a Sunday night. Some people want to be entertained. Some people think it's just a good religious thing to do once in a while. But then there are some people that are desperate for a change, and I just got a touch. Somebody's got here today and just said, "Oh no, I'm not here to be entertained. I need something to change my life. I need a power source." And the impact of his power brings Jesus to a complete stop because some of his power went out of him. And so when the disciples ask, "What do you mean? What are you talking about? I mean, everybody's touching him." And he says it one more time, "Who touched me?" This woman was completely whole now. Walks up. She's a bit shy. But she senses something different. And she steps up and says, "It's me." There's a line that we created in the story of The Cross and the Switchblade, this play about the life of David Wilkerson that we're going to be doing again in October. And the line says this: "Real recognize real." You see, the one who is faithful recognizes the one who moves in faith. And the one in faith recognizes that the question that he asked pertained to her because she knew that the way she touched him was different than everybody else. Real recognize real. he said to her, go in peace. Your faith has made you well. You see, he asked who touched me, because what happened was in that moment, there was a transfer of his power that just moved right into the life of this young lady who had been suffering for 12 years. And when his power went through, what happened was a wholeness happened and she was healed in that moment, because that's the impact of his power when you believe in faith and say, God, I need a miracle. God, I want you to be savior in my life. God, I need to be a new person. God, I need change. And I've tried to plug into a whole lot of other power sources and they all seem to just cut out on me. But there's one power source that always works and always brings about change and will always leave you fully charged and ready to go. That power source is Jesus Christ. I'll say this in close, and then we're gonna pray together. You ever been in a space and your phone is dying? You're down to like 1%. And now at that moment, nothing matters, right? I need to plug my phone in. You don't care what is going on. I gotta plug my phone in. You could be going to a meeting, but you walk in that meeting, you ain't even worried about the meeting. You're looking for an outlet. I've seen brothers and sisters going to a movie theater. They're not even worried about the movie. They're looking for an outlet before they sit down and have their popcorn. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, because some of y'all be doing it. I know it. When you're at 1%, you can't handle life. When you're dying on that phone, everything stops. You got to get plugged in. And oh, God forbid you run up to an outlet and that outlet don't work. For whatever reason, that outlet has offended you. Whoever runs this building, they need to be rebuked. How they not gonna have an outlet that works? And you search it and you won't stop until you get plugged in, because you know you need the power in that phone in order to operate. Well, how much more is it important that your soul be plugged in to the power source of Jesus Christ? Your soul. If you want a real impact in your life, you need to plug into the greatest power source that has ever walked the face of this earth and exists even today. It's the power of God. It's Jesus Christ. And when he went to the cross, he said in that moment, it is finished, meaning everyone is invited to plug in. Everyone's invited to plug in. Will you stand up with me? Do you want power tonight? Do you want the power of Jesus Christ? Because that's what you get when you make him Savior. That's what you get when you say, God, come into my life. You get plugged into the power source. The impact of his power makes you a new person, makes you whole. Your life forever changed and healed. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. He's the redeemer of our lives, which means when you were laying in your mess, when you call out on the name of Jesus and you say, God, come in my life. I want your power. And if you reach tonight, you're going to be a new person. Don't walk out of these doors powerless. Can I pray with you right now? Then be bold. I want you to get out of your seat and come right now. I want you to join me right here in the front. No more living life powerless. Just excuse yourself wherever you are. If somebody's to your left and right, that's okay. They're going to make room. We do this all the time. You get down here and you say, I need power tonight. Come on. From the balcony to the main floor. I want the power of Jesus living inside of me. Who's willing to reach and touch Jesus right now? Oh, no, no, no. Don't try to reason. Don't try to ponder it. Don't overthink it. No, no, no. Be a new person right now. Come on, you make your way down here. Hurry up. There's room. Plug into the power source right now. Grab your friend's hand. Grab your girlfriend's hand, your boyfriend's hand, your husband, your wife's hand. Grab the hand and say, you're coming with me right now. We need to plug in and get this power that we've heard tonight. Someone here this evening has been told that you're weak and you're inadequate and you're not good enough. Someone here has been made to feel worse as you've attempted to gain the approval of other people around you. But I want you to know this evening that God approves of you. He loves you. We've all sinned and we've all fallen short of His glory. We've all failed, but you are received by Jesus Christ with open arms because of His grace, and He loves you. And you were made in His image. He loves you. And He desires to dwell inside of you. Live inside of you. That's beyond our natural understanding, but it is a supernatural thing if you believe it in faith, and you will be filled with His power. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I come before you. I confess my mistakes. I confess that I need you to come into my life. I believe you died for me on the cross and you rose again on the third day. Forgive me of my sins. Make me a new person. I choose right now to plug into the power source. To plug into the power source. Fill me up with your spirit. I'm going out tonight a new person. I'm going to be changed. Not because of what I've done, but because of you living inside of me. I believe this. In faith, I believe this. In your name I pray. Amen.